T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. I'd be the man.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Here's Julie Tristan filling in for Jen Myers.
The Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness has reopened. Join today online or in the gym. All right, this Ellen thing, it just gets crazier every single day, it seems like. So now there's a 52-year-old man that claims Ellen DeGeneres bullied him 41 years ago when he was 11.
I think the things that caught me most is, you know, being a child and being heavy, being overweight, you're always conscious of that, right? I mean, you get made fun of in school, you get made fun of other places. This was the first time I'd ever had someone who, in my eyes, was an adult do that to me. And I think that's one of the reasons it stuck with me for so many years. It was quite hurtful. At that age, it had an impact. You know, there's an old thing that people say, you know, hey, you can't do that. And people go, okay, well, I'm going to persevere through and I'm going to do it anyway. Well, you tell me you can't do that. I go, okay, I won't do it. And I'm sure that that's not the sole reason, the sole incident from childhood that's done that. But it definitely had an effect on how I look at people.
So he says that Ellen called him fat and stupid when he was 11. So this is like 1979. This guy's name is Ben. He's 52 now. He says that when he was 11, that Ellen took pleasure in calling him fat and stupid. He was traumatized, even especially when he went to the movie theater. And then he realized Ellen was the voice in Finding Nemo.
I can tell you when the Nemo movie came out, I took my children to it, not realizing that she was the voice of one of the fish in it. When I heard her voice on the screen, I was traumatized. I was like, oh my God, how could Disney have hired this person to do this children's movie? You know, I just, even to the point that my children wanted to do the Nemo ride at Disney. And I was like, yeah, have fun, go on your own. I'm not going through that.
That guy thinks it's weird that Disney in the interview process didn't ask if she had ever called someone fat in 1979.
It's a bizarro thing.
It's a personal story, I think. You know, it's one of those things that it kind of reminds you to be mindful what you say, because you know, just even, you know, being sarcastic or joking around, I mean, who knows how this was done or whatever, it sticks with a little kid. You know, it's unfortunate.
But let me ask you guys, everyone can probably remember somebody that picked on him as a kid. And this seems like a unique situation, because the guy was 11 and she was, what, 20 or something? So that's a little different than classmates. But think of whatever situation you had like that as a child. Now think that that person who maybe picked on you a little bit, the one that really stuck with you, is wildly famous. And then think that that person is going through what Ellen's going through now, the cancel mob, all this stuff. Do you publicly go, oh, hey, this happened as a kid? Like, is that something you would do? Where everybody's piling on, and
you know,
perhaps rightfully so. I mean, without even and putting judgment there with the Ellen situation. But you've got this story from when you were a kid. Do you say, I'm going to talk to somebody, I'm going to call my friend over at the Post, or I'm going to send this long tweet explaining it?
I know that it's definitely a little odd. I mean, and really on the flip side, I feel like we've all probably been mean to somebody when we were younger. I'm like a better person now than I was in my 20s also. But still, it's unclear what this guy wants out of this. He says he feels a little vindicated that people are realizing that Ellen's not a nice person. But I have a hard time believing that too. It's just so,
People can change, and I think certainly you can. Somebody at 20 picks on a kid. That's terrible. But I also think that that doesn't mean that at 60 that person can't have changed
and
be a great person. And are the it's a tough thing. It's weird. This doesn't feel like this should be a part of the story right now.
Yeah,
like Kevin was saying, just it makes you aware. But be nice to people.
Right. Exactly.
Well, let's go on to talk about a possible new couple alert, because I'm loving this if it is true. Even though, so Jennifer Garner, who knew, she like dated this guy for 2 years. His name was John Miller. Well, they broke up. On Wednesday, Jen was spotted on the beach in Malibu with Bradley Cooper.
And I just want to take another look at you.
Oh, wait, can you play that again? Let me pretend like you're saying that to me. Go ahead.
I just want to take another look at you.
Okay, that did it for me this morning.
As long as he doesn't sing, you're right.
The picture of them on the beach, well, it's Bradley shirtless, and now I'm feeling really hot in here. Is the air on?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, loudy. Loudy.
They were in Alias together.
That's right, yeah.
That's right,
yeah. That show.
But we don't know if they were ever romantic back in the day. But now, which, I mean, it's crazy because Bradley's dated very young women, like much too young for him. And Jennifer Garner obviously isn't, so
she's to be age appropriate.
She is age appropriate. I don't know. It could be. I can't get totally on board for Bradley Cooper for some reason. And maybe it literally might be because of The Star Is Born stuff. Seriously, it had an effect on how I felt about him. And I'm a huge Garner fan. I don't know. It could be good, I guess.
It could be good. I hope so. That'd be so fun. Jennifer Garner, by the way, so fun to follow on Instagram. She does this fake cooking show where she makes stuff. And it's so funny. She's got the best Instagram.
Cooper may not deserve her, is what I'm trying to say.
I don't think he's good enough.
Yeah.
And finally, let's talk about some John Wick. There are more hot men to talk about this morning. Yes! The fourth and fifth installments of John Wick will be shot back-to-back early next year. Unfortunately, that means it's going to take for them to like be out. But John Wick 4 is set for Memorial Day 2022.
Sign me up. Wow. I love these John Wick
movies. Me too.
And I think we're getting a spin-off Netflix series, if I'm not mistaken, about the Continental, the sort of hotel or chain of hotels that all this underground stuff takes place in. So I think there's the John Wick universe is expanding a little bit, and I'm on board. Cool.
Yes, me too.
Have you seen them?
Yes. Yeah. I watched them all in order one weekend, and I'm like, it's so good.
The violence doesn't freak you out.
I like, that's like kind of, you know, not real violence where it just feels like it's a movie.
It's over the top.
That's my favorite kind.
My love interest watches them with like her hands over her eyes. She'll like occasionally open, like she likes it, but like as soon as it's time for Keanu to fight a little bit, she's like, oh boy, here we go.
I know.
It's a little violent.
It can get kind of gross. We like, you know, like Commando violence where it just is a very over the top. It's my favorite.
Yes, it is. It gets a little, he shoves a book in somebody's mic. Yes. It's crazy. Anyway. thank you, Julie. Here's Lance Hildebrand now with a look at your roads.
All right, we had a report of some debris in the roadway 55.
The Schmig. Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Here's Julie Tristan in for Jen Myers with your Schmig.
The Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness has reopened. Join today online or in the gym. Well, Taylor Swift finally confirmed she named the three characters in Betty after her friend's kids. Many savvy fans kind of figured it out when the album released released Betty must be the name of Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' third child after the song also included the name of their first two kids, Inez and James. Taylor says, I've always loved that in music, you can slip into different identities and sing from other people's perspectives. That's what I did. I named all the characters after my friend's kids. They figured it out.
Oh.
I'm glad we can finally put that mystery.
I've just been dying to know what the name of their third kid is.
You know how I feel about mysteries, so I'm glad it's been solved.
Taylor does this whole album where she's like pouring out her heart, doing all these things and saying all these things she hasn't done before and making all these statements and stuff. And everyone's like, but she dropped the name of Ryan Reynolds, third kid.
The Edward Scissorhands house is for sale. So it was built in 1989. It's about 1,400 square feet, three bedrooms, two bathrooms. But it's only listed like $244,000, which is like a good deal for a famous house.
And where is it?
It is in Florida.
Okay.
The master bedroom has been completely remodeled. All three bedrooms have new flooring. Fans of the film might recognize the kitchen countertops and the cabinets. They are original to the home. They say it's a great community with a clubhouse, a pool, a playground, tennis court. In the movie, the residence was known as the Boggs House or the Avon Lady's House in reference to the character Peg Boggs, played by the actress Diane Weist.
Weist.
Can you imagine keeping up with that landscaping, though? I mean, he was masterful, and then you've got to keep that going. It just maybe that's why the price is so low.
That's true. Amazon. Okay, no, wait. Over the last 9 months, four new streaming services have flooded the market. Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus, HBO Max, and Peacock, all with original programming, but a new report finds that Disney Plus has a show that has generated the most demand. I'm talking about The Mandalorian.
And deservedly so.
Yeah, deservedly so. I tried to mock you and misspoke. Murder. It's Friday. Mandalorian's so good. Have you seen it, Julie?
No, I haven't, but I wanted to do that story just so I could hear Kevin play this music.
It's pretty awesome. That's crazy, though, of all of it. Would you guys have expected that of everything, even with HBO Max? And
I don't think I would.
I think because it's so... It's so good. Maybe that's it. I mean, I don't know what people expected from it, but it's so well done.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it would be as good as it is.
And the whole family can watch it.
Right. And Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm. So cute. Demand for the show is 55 times higher than the average TV series during the same week.
Wow.
They say The Mandalorian is in a class of its own. Disney has not said how many viewers it had, but the service did attract 10 million signups in the first 24 hours. It now has over 60 million global subscribers.
Awesome. I cannot wait for the next season.
Something else you can't wait for, Amazon put in a full season order of the TV series reboot of a classic film, A League of Their Own.
Ooh.
Now, if I remember correctly, back in the day, there was a League of Their Own TV series.
Oh.
And the guy who played the Tom Hanks character, I can't think of the actor's name, but he was in the episode of Sopranos I watched last night. He was a doctor in the Sopranos. Anyway, the TV show was on for less than a season, and it wasn't very good. And it had a few of the original cast, but obviously your Madonnas and your Rosie O'Donnells and your Gina Davis, they weren't in it. But interesting. Tell me more about this.
So a fictionalized account of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League is what A League of Their Own is going to be about. The TV series The League was started during World War II when many Major League Baseball stars were overseas. That's kind of where it came from. So no word on when we will see it on Amazon just yet, but they have ordered it.
I'll watch it. That was a great, great, great movie.
I love that one. Yeah. No one's going to do the famous line?
Go ahead.
I can't do it.
You're out.
There's no crying in baseball. Stop the lie.
We all have our favorites. We all have our favorites from that movie.
First base. Run home.
Oh, thank you, Julie. We'll do celebrity birthdays coming up in just a little bit. But first, here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at your traffic.
We're going the wrong way on westbound 270. Not literally, figuratively. Westbound 270's gotten slower. That's the wrong way I'm talking about. Slower on westbound 270 from 367 up to the work zone at Old Halls Ferry. They've reopened the reversible lanes on 70 eastbound. You can enter the eastbound 70 express lanes at Union now. But the reason they had them closed while they were working with the crash.
Maroon 5 on the wake up. It's time for celebrity birthdays. We look at today's birthdays, August 7th through the weekend. And let's start off with, well, an actress who you can now catch on Netflix in her new film, The Old Guard. But she's been in so many movies, including Mad Max Thunder Road. And, of course, The Fate of the Furious, her character of Cypher. It's going to return in Fast of the Furious 9. And she won an Oscar for Monster. How old is Charlize Theron?
You should know that I've worked with people all my life. So I'm real good with people. And I know how to work Rolodex.
What was that from?
Monster.
Oh. 48. Sorry. 48.
I was trying to remember the movie she was in with Keanu. Was that called like November or something? Am I making that up?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Because that was one of my favorites back in the
Didn't
day.
Didn't they date for a while, too?
Oh, I hope so. That's a good story.
I hope
they
so.
Did. In my mind, they did.
I hope so, too.
What was your guess, Ian?
48, but I wasn't real sure about it.
I'm going to say 45.
45 is correct.
Yes.
This guy is known as Fox Mulder on The X-Files, Hank Moody on Californication, and, of course, himself in the Zoolander films. How old is David Duchovny?
So I'm a hand model, Mama. A finger jockey. We don't think the same way as the face and body boys do. We're a different breed.
54?
53.
56?
60.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
How old is Angels outfielder and, you know, probably one of the best players around now in baseball today, Mr. Mike Trout?
And he just had his first kid this week, I think.
What year was he drafted?
In 26.
25.
27.
28.
Oh,
sorry, Julie.
No, I'm sorry. He's actually 29. I couldn't read. He's 29. All right, moving on to Saturday's birthdays. Let's look at another athlete. How old is tennis stud Roger Federer?
There it is. You know, it's weird, but that almost sounded like Pete Sampras.
I know. The rotation of the ball coming off the racket, that did sound like Sampras. Yeah. Yeah, that's Sampras.
And a little bit of Michael Chang in there as well. Federer is 40.
Okay. 35.
39. 39 is correct. How old is singer Shawn Mendes?
You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches.
24.
25.
22.
Wow.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of people that I'd like to switch places with, but if I had to switch places with somebody, Mendes would be pretty high on my list. He's got a lot going on.
It's like, hey, I'm switching places with you. Here's a Moog.
Yeah, right. Here's a Moog. And meet Kevin. This is your life now. Here's a Moog. He's like, oh, cool. I'm like, you only get to play it once a year. But what you do have to do is wake up at 4 in the morning every day. I'll be off with Camila if you have any questions.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Mendes is not the only singer celebrating a birthday tomorrow. How old is NSYNC's J.C. Chazé?
Till the day my life is through.
JC should have done better than he did. 40.
I feel like he's probably 42.
43.
44.
Really? Was he the oldest?
No, was it?
Well, Joey? Joey's Patron? Looked like he was 40 since he was 14 years old. That's not his fault. It was because Justin is what, 39?
Yeah.
So maybe JC was the oldest?
Oh, they say Chris was the oldest member of...
Oh, he's 63.
Yeah.
How old is Chris?
45,
46?
It just says Chris was so the oldest member of the boy band, almost 24. But that was back in 2017, so you do the math.
Happy birthday, JC.
I don't know.
Looking at your birthdays on Sunday, how old is... Well, she's one of the trolls. She was also in Twilight, and she's also in Pitch Perfect. How old is singer and actress Anna Kendrick?
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
37.
Oh, by the way, Chris from NSYNC now is 48.
Yes. Oh, man. So he's 10 years older than Joe, or almost 10 years older than Joe.
Yeah, almost.
Crazy.
Anna Kendrick, I guess she's like, what'd you say?
I 37.
Said 37.
I'll say 35.
35 is correct.
Nice.
This is a woman that I have on my list.
We are halfway through birthdays.
List of what?
A list of just people I really, really like. I find her very attractive. I also find her very smart.
Oh, I'm excited to hear who this is.
It is Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb. Here she is talking about her hair.
I plan so much of my life around,
this
like, I can't.
Change yes. your life.
I don't go out in the rain. I can't cover stories in the rain.
How in the world did you do Katrina?
I had a lot of gel, hair gel. That's how I got it.
So funny.
I agree.
Her.
Hoda's great. Mm. She's a tricky one.
Yeah.
She had...
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, but I don't remember if she... I don't remember what the situation was.
Yeah.
She's a new mom, but I
yes.
don't know. Man, I think she's... Somebody else. You go first, Julie.
I can't remember if she... I feel like she just turned a big birthday, so I feel like she's maybe 51 or 61. I can't remember.
I was going to say 51. Lance, you can go ahead.
52.
I'm going to climb the ladder and say 53.
56.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. So she had a big birthday a long time ago.
And finally, celebrating a birthday on Sunday, how old is Mr. Dustin Hoffman?
Monday. I always drive the car on Saturday. I never drive on Monday.
What is this? Who is this guy?
I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah, that's good. Come on.
Oh, I love that one.
What an actor, man.
Yeah.
How good was he as Captain Hook?
Excellent.
I forgot about that.
Nobody's talking about Captain Hook. Nobody's talking about it. He was great. Give him an Oscar for that. I like that you went with excellent driver and not, are you trying to seduce me, Mrs. Robinson? That would have been hack, and that's just not what Kevin Berghoff's all about.
Right.
Man, I think he is...
That's what I was thinking.
I think he
trying to do the math
is 72.
62.
76.
That was way low. He made eyebrows.
Kevin loved it.
He's 83.
Is he really?
83. I was originally going to say 83, but I thought that was too high.
Wow, Dustin Hoffman is 83?
He's 83. No He'll be 83 this Sunday.
I don't think Julie even... celebrity birthdays in general, obviously she knows who Dustin Hoffman is, but watching her these last couple weeks with celebrity birthdays... I don't think she even tries to register who the person is. She doesn't take a second to be like, wait a minute, do I know? She just goes one way or the other from whoever guesses first. You go to the nearest 0 or 5 guess.
Just the number I feel in my heart. Yes. That's what I guess.
You follow your heart, which is the best way to approach it, except for when it comes to Dustin Hoffman and you're off by 20 years.
Yeah. He looks good. Wait,
what?
I've never seen Kevin react the way he did to you saying 62.
I knew I did something wrong right away.
The graduate's almost that old.
Yeah.
True.
That's true. I mean, I was off by 10, but Kevin gave the laugh to be like, I can't believe that person just said that. And you, Kevin, not a very judgmental person. You don't see that laugh come from him. Normal. I like seeing it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.